Psachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, 4, 3, and more about Minhagim. Here we actually talk about a real Minhag again. And we're talking about the Minhag of not selling small livestock, meaning goats and sheep, to Gentiles. Now this Minhag, where it exists, is driven by the fact that there is a din derabanan, a real din derabanan, that one may not sell large draft animals, meaning cows, horses, and donkeys, to Gentiles. And the reason for that din derabanan is because we're concerned that people would come to lease their livestock to Gentiles to do work for the Gentile on Shabbos. The idea being that a person can't do his own malacha on Shabbos, so he figures, listen, I have this idle asset, my cow, and it could be pulling a plow. If I rent it to a Gentile for Shabbos, I can get an extra, you know, make some extra money on the side. The problem is the Torah requires shvisas behemtecha, the resting of your animals on Shabbos. They get a day off too, and therefore one would be over an Isser Doraisa if he would lease his animal to a Gentile to do work on Shabbos, because when you lease an animal, you still retain ownership in it. So it's your animal that's doing work on Shabbos, and that would be forbidden. So lest someone come to actually lease their animal, we forbid even selling these draft animals. But since goats and sheep, little animals, are not used as draft animals, they're not pulling anything, they're not doing malach on Shabbos, so therefore, really, technically, there is no din derabanan not to do it. Nevertheless, some communities have the custom, the minhag, to not even sell small animals, goats and sheep, to Gentiles, lest people come to sell larger animals, which is an isser derabanan, as described before. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Makam shenahagu limkor behema daka la'avad kochavim. If you're residing in a locale where the custom is that one is permitted to sell behema daka, small animals like goats and sheep, to Gentiles, mochern, go ahead and sell them, no problem. Makam shelo nahagu limkor, however, in a place where the custom is not to sell these small animals to Gentiles, in mochern one may not. That is to say, the Mishnah is reinforcing that this minhag is a legitimate minhag. And that's why it's being said over here. We've established the principle already that you have to conform to your local minhagim. But you might have thought that this minhag is actually not even necessarily a legitimate minhag. It doesn't carry the weight of a bona fide minhag. It could just be that some people do, but it's not carrying any further weight than that, because it's already, like, the rationale for it is quite far. It's far from a doraisa. It's only to support a derabanan at most, and we don't make a gezera to a gezera. So the minhag, you might thought, is not that legitimate. How the Mishnah, however, confers legitimacy and says, if there's such a minhag, so then you have to obey it in such a locale. Uvachol makom, at all events, however, the Mishnah will now reinforce that din derabanan of ein mochen lehem behem agasa. One may not sell a Gentile larger animals, meaning cows, horses, and donkeys, because for the reason I explained before, we're concerned they'll end up doing malacha with them on Shabbos, which would be an Isser Doraisa if the Jew would lease it, and therefore we have a din derabanan not even to sell it. Now, what about agalim usayachim? What about an egel is a calf, that's a baby cow, and a sayach is a foal, F-O-A-L, which is a baby horse. So of course, these animals are too small to do work now. So the question is it forbidden also to sell immature livestock to Gentiles, where one for sure knows they won't come to lay with it on Shabbos because they're too small? So the Mishnah says, yes, it's still restricted. Shleimen u'shavurin. It's totally forbidden to sell even baby cows, let alone big ones, and baby horses, let alone big ones. Shleimen, whether they are sound, meaning they're in good shape, or shavurin, or even if they are broken, like they're maimed. So this animal, you know, has three legs or something, it certainly will never be a draft animal. Even so, says this Tana, you can't, as a blanket rule, when the Chazal made the Isra of selling behema gasa, large livestock, to Gentiles, they didn't differentiate between immature and mature animals, and they didn't even differentiate between sound and maimed animals. Rabbi Huda mater b'shvur. Rabbi Huda is lenient, and he says, listen, if the animal is a shavura, if the animal is maimed in such a way it will never be a draft animal, there's no reason in the world to restrict it. Herba halacha is unlike him. And Ben Becerra Mater Besus. Ben Becerra is a different idea altogether. Ben Becerra's idea is that when it comes to horses, in truth, no Issa Doraisa is likely to ever happen, even in, like, I'll call it the quote-unquote worst-case scenario, which I'll define as follows. Since our concern is the Gentile will use this animal as a rental, meaning it's still owned by the Jew, and do malacha with it. Therefore, the Jew is causing his animal to do labor, which is forbidden. So the concern we're here is that the animal is going to be doing a bona fide isser doraisa. This, of course, going on the person, not the animal. So when it comes to horses, the normal use of a horse is not as a draft animal for pulling, but the Mishnah believes, or Ben Bezerra is believing, that the primary purpose of a horse is for riding on. Now, when a person rides on a horse, so there's a general rule we saw back in Masechet Shabbos, which is the chai is nosetz atzmo, a human being who's alive, he also helps in supporting his weight because, you know, with his musculature, he adjusts his balance as he's being carried, etc. There's an expression in English, dead weight, referring to a person who's not adjusting his weight and therefore feels much heavier than a person who's alive and shifting his weight to help. Certainly any parent who's carried his child up the stairs knows you got to tell the kid, you got to lean in, don't lean away from me or I can't get you up the stairs safely, etc. So the leaning and the shifting of the weight assists. And once you have a human being assisting in the carrying, so then it's not done exclusively by the animal or the person or whatever the context is. And that being the case, you're out of Isra Doraisa territory, just in Isra Durabanan territory. And therefore, Ben Becerra holds, when it comes to horses, since horses are used for riding, and when a person rides on an animal that is only Asar Midurabanan, because riding on your horse as a Jew on Shabbos wouldn't be Doraisa because you're carrying with it. So therefore, says Ben Becerra, there's no worst case scenario, and therefore it should be permitted to certainly to sell horses to Gentiles, because of the worst case scenario of less that comes to leasing isn't a concern of a deraisa. The Tanakhama disagrees with that. He says, listen, horses are used for other things too. They even are used for carrying, let's say, birds. You know, people who are into falconing, they'll, let's say, put their bird on the back of the horse. We actually had a mission like that not too long ago. And in such a scenario, since the bird is not a human being, we don't have the principle of chai nosetz atzmo, says the Tanakhama. Ben Becerra says you do even by birds. But since Tanakhama holds that only a human being can be nosetz atzmo, not an animal, therefore there is a doraisa potential of people using their animals to carry livestock, which would be usher. And therefore the Tanakhama holds you can never sell a horse to a Gentile either. The halacha, as is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch first, is that indeed we do not sell behemagasa, large animals like horses and cows, to Gentiles, period, for the reason as set forth in the Mishnah, as I explained. However, even the Shulchan Aruch acknowledges that the custom has become that Jews do indeed sell their livestock to Gentiles, both large and small livestock, without restriction. And the reason why that might have happened is probably beyond the scope of our Mishnah here. But l'halach l'maisa, the custom certainly is that Jews today do sell livestock large and small to Gentiles.